It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
So I'd like to welcome everybody. This is Ken D. Foster. Today, our show is called The Courage to Unlock the Secrets to Vibrant Health in Our Nation and also in Your Personal Life. And today, I would like to speak to those of you who have developed some wisdom, compassion, and courage. I'm speaking to those who have become fearless and are willing to do what it takes to make this world a better place. See, it's time to awaken from your rocking chairs or your distractions and become relentless, become unstoppable in helping your family, your communities, and your nation embrace the changes that are necessary to take us into a higher age. I'm speaking to you, the truth seekers, the ones who have done the work and transformed themselves into the wise ones. You are the ones with common sense. You are watching what's happening to the nation and you're asking yourself, well, what can I do? Well, I'm going to tell you what you can do. You see, this is the time that you were born for. This is the time to step out and be the leader you were meant to be. You have more courage than most, and now is the time for you to step into that courage. Listen to your inner wisdom and do what it takes to make this world a better place. I'm calling you out. You need to step into your boldness and come out of your shell and speak what you know is the truth to those in power. Yes, speak truth to power and watch the inauthentic power collapse. It always collapses with truth. You know who you are. You are the ones that have been playing small, and you know you can do better. Now is the time to step into your greatness and jump into the game of life with everything you have. You can't afford to sit on the sidelines. You are needed in the game. You are needed right now. So get on the airwaves and speak your truth. Sign the petitions you need to sign. Go to the rallies and protests and support peaceful transformation. Call your attorney and sue the devils if you must. Start a new business. Start a new movement. Do something, but do it now. And when you do it, keep doing it and doing it and doing it until you see the change that you want to see happen in this world. You are the ones the nation is waiting for. Have you wondered where all the great leaders are? Well, guess what? They're right here. It's you. It's time to wake up and get your voice heard. Your voice is powerful, and the collective group of voices is even more powerful. So start a group of 5 or 10 or 20 or 20,000 that share your values, but start it now. It is the time, and the time is right for all truth-seeking souls to come together and make the changes that are necessary to live in peace and harmony and courageous compassion. Do we still know the freedoms that we were intended for us by our founding fathers? Do you believe a few intellectual elites should plan your life for you? Or do you believe that you should plan your life for yourself? Should you be voting for the left, for the right, for the independents? Well, I believe you should vote for only one thing. And that one thing is what we've been talking about. It's the truth, the real truth that has wisdom behind it. Real truth brings us together. Real truth makes us stronger. Real truth makes us unstoppable and vibrant. So if you're watching the media and you're realizing that it has no wisdom in it, guess what? There's no truth in it. It's probably time for you to step in and stop thinking about it and watching it and go do it, right? Remember this, the truth will set you free, and it sets everybody free. So only seek the truth, embrace our Constitution, and get your voice in the world. God created an abundant universe. There's 10 times, maybe 100 times more than what we all need on the planet. The challenge is how it's distributed, right? And the challenge, of course, is what we're fighting for. We're fighting for freedom from racial prejudice. We're fighting for freedom from greed. We're fighting for freedom from hatred. We're fighting for freedom from malice and people that are just unconscious. We're fighting for freedom from that, aren't we all? All right. It's time to come together right now. And as the old Beatles song says, come together and come together right now, right? Do something to make the world a better place. If everyone did this, if you just thought about this one question, if I was courageous, what would I do now? If I was courageous, what would I do now? And if every single person that's hearing this voice would go out right now and commit for the next 30 days to just doing two courageous acts from a place of wisdom, understanding, compassion, and truth. If you put that in the world every single day for 30 days, the world would be a better place. You'll be a better person, and we'll all live in a much better place. All right. That's my commentary today. I hope you'll pass it on and let people know that it is time to wake up. It's time to get your voice heard. It's time to get you in the world. I have two guests on my show today. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm calling it The Courage to Unlock the Secrets to Vibrant Health, not only in our nation, but of course, personally inside of ourselves. My first expert is Kristen Grace McGarry, and my second one is Catherine Kerrigan. I think what we're going to do is we've got a little more time in this segment. I'm going to introduce my first guest, and then we are going to go to a break. But before we do that, let me tell you about Kristen. Let me ask you this. Are you actually absorbing what you eat? Is your gut healthy? Are you eating for health, or are you eating disease? Integrative health and functional medicine expert Kristen Grace McGarry joins us today to take a closer look at how food is both medicine and poison, how healing the gut can have a positive impact on the whole body and your life, and how to avoid common pitfalls, which are, I believe, things without wisdom. So, Kristen, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here. And how you doing?
Hi, Ken. Thanks so much for having me. It's quite an honor. I'm doing really well, really well.
Well, you know, a lot of people are listening to this show. We're in 165 countries today, and we're on, 250 channels. So you've got your audience today. What do you want to tell them today?
Well, to piggyback on how you opened the show so beautifully, is that this is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for a massive upgrade, an upgrade of our thinking, an upgrade of our behaviors, an upgrade of how we interface with the world around us, our relationships, our families, our community, our culture, our financial systems, our educational systems, and our healthcare. And I believe it starts at home. And that it starts with us as individuals and working from the inside out. And I think this is an amazing opportunity to really take a different look at how we are walking our talk or not. And I like to weave that into our healthcare, into our nutrition, our sustenance, our relationships, our self-care.
That's really good, because listen, if we don't have vibrant health, how the heck do we have the energy, the power, the enthusiasm to go out and really make the changes that we need? I totally agree with you. Well, listen, I've got to take a quick break, but when I come back, I want to take a deep dive in some of the secrets to having vibrant health so we have the power to make the changes that we need in our personal lives, our communities, and our nation. So we will take a quick break. I'm actually not, we'll take a quick break. I got a live read I want to do, and then we'll come right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty. Well, welcome back to the show. This is Ken D. Foster. Today the show is called The Courage to Unlock the Secrets to Vibrant Health. And I'm speaking to my guest, Kristen Grace McGarry. And before I get to her, I want to mention about a new sponsor that we just got. I'm really excited. So listen, if you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to talk to you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps companies develop and manufacture dietary supplements, topical personal care products, beauty products, and hemp-based CBD products. JBK Wellness products can be found in high-end resorts, including Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons, as well as national grocery store chains in the U.S., such as Whole Foods. They will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. And if you'd like to take the next step in getting your product to market, then start the project by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com. That's jbkwellnesslabs.com. Okay. How cool is that? Well, I love our new sponsor. And they have created the most amazing products. They sent me a sample of all of them. So I hope you'll check them out. They really have high quality products and they really know what they're doing. All righty. Well, listen, she's an internationally recognized author and speaker. She's an authority on autoimmunity, functional blood chemistry analysis, thyroid and gut health, pain alleviation, family wellness, extreme exhaustion, resolving blocks to healing, and food as medicine. My guest today is Kristen Grace McGarry. Kristen, all right, what are the keys to having vibrant health?
Well, I believe in an individualized approach, and I believe that we deserve to be informed consumers of our life and our health. And a lot of times we're playing guesswork. And just like is happening right now in the media and the world, it's very easy for many people to get tied into the fear, tied into the outrage, tied into the hype, and they lose touch with themselves and what their real truth is. They lose the ability to discern. The same happens in our physical body. And I believe people are often guessing about what's really going on inside their body. And so they can't make appropriate choices because they don't have the real truth, the real information. So my first secret is to really check and see what's going on inside. And I like to do that through a very comprehensive and individualized approach through functional blood chemistry analysis. It's a very unique way of both ordering and interpreting a lab. So it takes the guesswork out of your health and you can really have the knowledge and the wisdom you need to move forward.
Wow. So how is that performed? How do you do that blood work?
So it's a simple blood test, or I can analyze your naturopath or your doctor's labs that they've already ordered. The trick is that I like to see about 70 plus markers and a urinalysis. Most doctors only order 10 to 30, even naturopaths. And so we're not really getting a comprehensive look. Although even with a smaller number of markers being ordered, I can tell a lot, but I like to give my people everything I can so that they really have all the information they need to figure out what should I eat, what supplements should I take, how should I exercise, all of those lifestyle aspects.
I love that. Maybe I want to back up a little bit with you. So let me just ask you this. How does your view of illness differ from that of conventional medicine, Western medicine? Let's start there.
That's a great question because it is very different. So we're currently living within a sick care, healthcare system. And I'm much more about health care. And healthcare means caring for your physical body, your mind, your emotions, and your soul. It means caring for your soul as well. And so my approach is very holistic and more preventative. I can find the root of what's really going on, which most Western medical doctors, even naturopaths, often don't get to the root. They might use natural supplements to treat symptoms, but they're not always getting to the root. And I believe that you deserve to get to the root of what's really going on. It gives you the best opportunities to level up and to really step into your higher self and allow your body to do what it is designed to do, which is heal, be healthy and whole.
You know, that brings up a good question. Can we heal anything? I mean, do bodies go down a certain path and at one point they've just degenerated too much and you can't heal it? What's been your experience?
Well, I don't believe that. I believe that all possibilities exist all of the time and that the body is designed to heal everything all the time. We make every chemical we need in our bodies. And sometimes we have blocks and these layers that prevent our body from doing what it really needs to do. So I help identify what those are and then help you peel those off. But the other important difference I want to mention, Ken, is that there's a difference between healing and curing that most people don't speak about. And I have worked with some people who came to me at the end stages of, say, cancer. And although there wasn't a quote-unquote cure because they had such damage from chemo and such damage to their immune system and the tumors were just all over the place, they didn't get the cure, but they did receive healing. They died in a kind of peace. They transmuted and transformed deep pain emotionally and physically and relationally with their families. And when they passed, there was freedom right before they passed that was a true sign of healing. They felt complete. And so there's a difference between healing and curing. And sometimes people get both.
Well, I love that because this takes you into a deeper realm of it's actually a real deep subject we can dive into. I'm not going to do it with you today. I'm going to have you back to do it because I love what we're talking about here. But that's a conversation about consciousness and reincarnation and birth and death. And, that's a deep dive. So I'm not going to go there. I do want to find out this. So people can have peace within themselves. I mean, honestly, a lot of people are looking for that around their health. So if somebody's going down the wrong health path, right, how do you help them turn that around? What's the first step in doing that?
Well, the first step is identifying what's really going on. Why are they going down that path in the first place? I believe that there are no mistakes. And I like to look for the gifts in strange wrapping, to really shift the perspective of victim, I'm sick, I have symptoms, I don't feel good, to that of gratitude. And that shift in mindset literally changes the biochemistry. So that's the first step.
I love that. You know, I'm reading a book right now called The Field by Lynn McTaggart, and she's got another one out there called The Power of Eight. Both great books, you know. But the point is that she does a lot of she's a research scientist is what I would say, but she's also a journalist, and that she finds out, you know, the science behind what we're talking about here. So if you're questioning anything that Kristen says or I say, just go pick up those books and you can find the science behind what we're talking about, setting intention, changing mindset, opening your heart and your mind and moving it in direction of actual healing. Let me ask you this. The gut, how does the gut relate to overall healing? Let's say the gut and the mind. Let's talk about that. How does that impact overall healing?
Well, the gut is known as our second brain. So a little different than the mind, but quite impactful on how we think and feel. And our neurochemistry, the chemicals in our brain that can make us feel happy, like dopamine. And so the condition of our gut greatly impacts our mind, our brain function. And it also directly impacts our immune function, which now more than ever is really in the spotlight. And we're really being called to look at our immune function. And I won't go into the deep dive. Another conversation we can have are the psychosomatics of the immune system and what's going on in the world today and how we interface with thought viruses, for example. So for another time, we can do that dive.
I love now. That. I think the thought viruses, maybe we'll do a segment on this, a show after the show, because that's such a big topic right now. Nobody's talking about it on the media. The thought viruses that we're all buying into. And it's just, I don't know about all, but there are a few of us that are observing the thought viruses and the results of them rather than buying into them. We won't go there right now, but unless you want to. I mean, you know, you want to say anything about that real quick, the thought viruses that are happening out there?
Well, I'll say in general, there are thought viruses. There are thoughts that make us sick. There are thoughts that literally change our biochemistry, that suppress immune function, that alter how we detoxify, that impact how our tissues heal and impact how we age. And the hormones of stress really work closely with thought viral patterns. And viral thoughts, any thought, is something, it is usually attached to a belief. And every single belief we have learned. Every single one. And not everything we've learned is correct and accurate. And so to just sit in a seat of curiosity, rather than judgment and rage and fear and all of these things floating around that are very, very seductive, let's sit back in a seat of curiosity and get curious about ourselves, our perspectives of the world, and the perspectives of others. So that's my first step in. But really, when we step back to biochemistry, our gut is the throne of our immune function. And so a healthy gut means we are much more likely to have a healthy and balanced immune system and be able to handle most things that we're exposed to in our great big world.
I love it. Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break here. When I come back though, what I want to ask you are some of the strategies for dealing with pain in the body. And whether it's back pain, knee pain, migraines, liver pain, cancer pain, whatever the pain is, we're going to want to talk to you about some of the strategies around that. So I got to take a break and give a shout out to one of my sponsors here. Let me just tell you this. Okay. there is a product on the market right now that I think you ought to pay attention to. You know, if you would like to find an effective, natural, science-based supplement, which will improve the quality of your life if you have a chronic condition, the product is called Curalin, and it's 100% natural glucose support supplement for people looking to maintain healthy blood sugar levels without negative effects. It works by blending ancient Ayurvedic practices with modern science and technology into a spectacular synergistic glucose support formula. Each Curalin capsule is manufactured close to the source using only premium ingredients. To learn more about this product that will help you to maintain healthy blood sugar levels, go to curealife.com. That's curealife.com. Curealife.com. I will mention this. I'm on this myself. I don't have any kind of diabetes or anything like that going on, but I was having crashes in the afternoon. I've only been on it a few days. I can tell you this, there are no more crashes. I'll report back as I continue to go. If that's something that would be important to you, go to curealife.com. Also, if you're a woman entrepreneur, please pay close attention here. There's a group of entrepreneurs called Women's Wisdom. You can find them on womenswisdom.net. They have online meetings every couple weeks. They bring in celebrity speakers, and they help you to grow your business and life and network online with a group of global entrepreneurial women leaders. What more could you ask for? If you're an entrepreneur and you're a woman, this is a great group. They've been around since 1991. Womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. All righty, back to the show. The show today is all about the courage to unlock the secrets to vibrant health. I'm speaking with my guest, who is an internationally recognized author and speaker. Her name is Kristen Grace McGarry. And Kristen, we're going to talk about how to deal with pain. Give me some facts.
Well, fact number one, most people have some level of pain, whether it's in their back, in their physical body, or emotional pain, or psychological, mental pain. There's a lot of stress in the world right now. There's a lot of worry and concern and fear. And this is another kind of pain that many, many people are experiencing. And depending on that person, I like to really look at the root of where that pain arose. And from wherever that arose, we go there. And sometimes it's a thinking pattern. Sometimes it's a belief. Sometimes it's a structural imbalance. Sometimes it's a nutritional choice. Sometimes it's an old trauma that's been locked into the tissue. We call it cell memory. The body remembers. It remembers everything that you've experienced. Even if you don't have pain yet, if you fell on your coccyx 20 years ago as a child and now you're having migraines, there may be a link. So I go in as a health detective and determine the root of the pain and heighten awareness there first. After that, then we can do a deeper dive, and I'm happy to share my strategies.
Wait, there's something wrong with this. Don't we just treat the symptoms? Why would we want to get to the cause? Oh, my goodness. You know I'm being facetious, but I just love what you're saying, because so many times people, I want to say, if you have a high tolerance to pain, lower your tolerance and go find out what it is that's causing the pain. That's what we're really talking about here. I just love what you're saying. I just had to comment on that, Kristen. why is it that some people have more pain than others, I guess? I think that's an interesting question. Is it genetics? Is it just not paying attention? What is it?
Well, I believe pain is a messenger. And the body speaks the mind. The body speaks a very unique language that we're mostly not taught how to interpret. So not only am I a health detective, I'm an interpreter and a guide. And I can help people translate the language of their body, the language of pain, into something that's understandable. And from that understanding and heightened awareness, they can take discerning action. Now, pain comes in many, many forms for many different people. I think we are becoming more and more sensitive. We are bombarded with electromagnetic fields. We have glyphosates and GMOs and pesticides and chemicals and so many things in our environment, our food, our water, our air. It's almost impossible to escape at this point. And I believe all of that impacts our sensitivity. And we start to develop higher and higher states of sensitivity, and our body speaks to us because perhaps we haven't been taking the best care of ourselves, of our minds, of our bodies, of our emotions. Perhaps we've been stuffing emotions or not dealing with old traumas. Maybe they're going unresolved and they're locked in our tissues and people are struggling to deal with it. They kind of throw their arms up. I had a chronic pain disorder many, many years ago. So I understand the sense of desperation that someone can have when they're searching for answers and they just get a pharmaceutical drug from their doctor. So I committed to really diving into that with people and offering them strategies that are individualized for them to peel off those layers, whether it's the physical body, the structure, the nervous system, or emotional things or thought viruses.
I love that. Well, listen, I know some people are going, how do I get a hold of Kirsten? And, you know, let me just mention something about you so they also know. She's also an author. She's written several books. A couple of them that I want to mention right now is Holistic Keto for Gut Health, a program for resetting your metabolism. She also has a book called Know Your Blood, Know Your Health, Prevent Disease and Enjoy Vibrant Health through Functional Blood Chemistry Analysis, which we talked about in the first segment. So if you'd like to find out more about Kirsten, you can go to KristenGraceMcGarry.com. I'll spell that out. It's Kristen, KristinTin, Gray, that's easy, G-R-A-Y.
Gut Happy Keto.com.
Where is it?
GutHappyKeto.com.
Okay, that's so
much easier.
I was having a spell and struggle with that. All right, so GutHappyKeto.com. You know, that's simple. GutHappyKeto.com. Very simple. All right, Kirsten. You know, your message is a message of courage, a message of truth, a message of hope for a lot of people. What stops people from getting healthy? What stops them? What's the deal here? Why isn't everybody seeing you?
I think people are afraid and they get stuck. And they're not sure which direction to go and they start Googling for their health advice. And I think people get locked into old patterns of behavior and thinking, and they're afraid that it's going to be hard to get out. And it doesn't have to be difficult. It can be easy, it can be peaceful, and it can be joyful. And so I think that keeps people stuck because they think it's harder than it is.
Yeah, I get it. All right. Well, listen, this has been a really good interview. I was sincere when I'd love to have you back so we can take a deeper dive into some of the subjects that I think the audience would really like to talk about, health and consciousness and rebirth and a deep dive into maybe some of the underlying beliefs that have got you in and gotten me in pain-free existences. Everybody's not going to necessarily live pain-free, but you can sure get really close to that. So that's really what we're talking about here. All right, well, listen, I got to take a break. Then I'm going to come back. Krista, I hope you'll stay on with us for a little bit. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to join my next guest, Catherine Kerrigan. She's going to give us another point of view on how to really create a vibrant, healthy, joyful life and living the life of your dreams. How cool is that? All right, I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. a time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at couragetochange.us/invite, couragetochange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at couragetochange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty. Well, I'd like to welcome everybody back. I know you on Facebook Live have not gone anywhere, but we have this station is this company is broadcast over 250 stations. Voices of Courage is heard all over the world. So we have to give a little break for our sound engineers to be able to get things together. All right. So welcome back to the show. This is Ken D. Foster. I'm your host. Today, our show is called The Courage to, Unlock the Success and the Secrets to Vibrant Health nationally and in your own personal life. And my next guest is Catherine Kerrigan. She's the president of Unlimited Energy and is a master wellness coach who empowers you to achieve exceptional levels of health and fitness. She calls on years of experience in the main areas of expertise, which is fitness, nutrition, and natural healing. She's a certified personal fitness trainer. She is a high-performance exercise kinesiologist practitioner. She's a certified yoga teacher for 19 years, Qigong teacher of martial arts, and about 20 other certifications. Catherine, welcome to the show. So glad to have you.
Thank you so much. And I am a medical intuitive healer and author of 10 books and host of the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio.
And thank you for adding that. Yes, UK Health Radio, you and I are both on that same network. They're a great network.
Yeah, I think you got my old bio. I've now taught yoga for 25 years. So
wow. Okay. Well, that's what came to me. So I guess somebody's system's down, not working right.
Yeah. There you go. All good. All good.
All good. All right. So, vibrant health. We're talking about vibrant health, Catherine. What would you say are the three most important pieces for someone to have or strategies or keys, whatever we call them, for somebody to really start on a path to vibrant health?
So, the first thing I think you really want to do is find out your soul purpose. And the reason that's so important is that you are your soul, okay? Everything else is you're a soul who has a body. And when you are in your soul path, you can pursue that and you can maintain the strength, the vitality, the enthusiasm to continue that no matter what's happening. So right now we're in a coronavirus pandemic. There's race riots all over the world. I think they say that over 30% of U.S. adults are experiencing clinical anxiety and depression. Among Black Americans, the rate of anxiety and depression is 41%. So again, you asked me, what's the most important thing? It's to really connect to your soul purpose. Because when you're connected to your soul, you're going to stay in your sense of purpose and you're going to find that motivation no matter what's going on around you. The second thing that I would say as a medical intuitive healer is that your environment is actually the most important factor. So your environment includes, of course, your cellular environment, like what food do you put in your body, how you feed yourself, also your thoughts, what you're thinking, what you're saying to yourself, but your environment as in your office, your home, the people that you surround yourself with. And when you're surrounded, when you choose to surround yourself with positive, uplifting people, it's a lot easier to stay in your purpose, to be happy, and to be uplifted. And then finally, I would say it's actually to find a way of movement that is helpful for you, especially at this time when so many Americans are experiencing anxiety and depression. I'm always saying to people, emotion is just energy in motion. And we can get stuck in our feelings, we can get stuck in discouragement, or we can move that energy. And you can do that from breath work, from walking in nature, yoga, tai chi, qigong, whatever feels right for you. But find a way, especially now, to move your energy. And exercise is one of the most easy, free, drug-free ways to overcome depression and anxiety naturally.
Well, I really love that because, you know, your message is so aligned with the show. The show is all about my show, Voices of Courage. It's about going within yourself and looking at what's working, what's not working, and make the changes that you need so that you can actually take your life to the next level. We need a lot of people doing that right now. It's time to wake up. It's time to stop playing small. It's time to get your step into your greatness. And you can't do that if you're not feeling good. It just isn't going to happen. So, Catherine, I think in America today, we have an identity crisis. You touched on it a little bit. You said you have to find your soul purpose. Well, a lot of people don't realize that they're even a soul. They think they're their house, their car, their hair, their body, their wives. They think they're anything but who they are. So how do we tie this back into health? How healthy can it be to think we're not who we are?
Well, first of all, in my work as a medical intuitive healer, I read what I call the five levels of the body. Your physical body, you know what that is. Your energy body, which includes your chakras, your acupuncture system, and your breath. Your emotional body, which is the largest part of any of us, because emotions can shut down anything. Your mind, which is your thoughts and your beliefs. This could be your limiting beliefs, like I'm not good enough, I'll never have enough. You know, we're living, you know, the world is going to hell. But again, your soul is who you are. And my most recent book, my 10th book, Reading the Soul, I talk about specifically what's going on with people at the soul level, because everything else is just window dressing. And if you are stuck in the belief that you're your body, then you're going to constantly suffer from low self-esteem. You're going to constantly suffer from anxiety and depression. And as long as you pin your identity on things that are outside you and don't connect with who you really are, you're going to suffer from a disease of separation from, again, your true soul purpose. And I'm always saying your soul is who you are, and your soul only has to tap you over the shoulder, on the shoulder, when you're paying attention. When you're not paying attention, that's when, you know, you get the heart attack, the cancer diagnosis, and the other unfortunate news that nobody wants to hear. But when we're really following our soul guidance, you're going to be naturally led to the people and places and opportunities that lead for your highest good.
Well, you sure align with that. So I want to repeat that again. So if you're not paying attention, if you're not daily looking at what's working in your body, what's working in your environment, what's working in your mind, what's working in your relationships, every single day, you're noticing what's working, what's not working, then what happens is you're asleep. You're going through the motions of life, but you are not awake. And as a result of that, according to Catherine, you will end up with dis-ease in your body, whether it's a form of cancer, a coronavirus, or a broken leg. It doesn't really matter. Something will happen if you're not paying attention and doing the inner work that needs to happen. Listen, I got to take a break. When we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive on that emotional piece. I think that a lot of people get really stuck there. In fact, it stops them from even hearing our messages sometime because they got these filters on and they can't see anything through those filters. So, Catherine, I will be right back. And for those of you on Facebook, just sit here with a smile while we take a quick break for our audio version of this show. And then we'll come right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
If you, your company, or organization is out to change the world and you need a team that produces results to take your message to the next level, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for its innovative business practices, Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Whether it's creating an engaging website, building a passionate social media tribe, or connecting their clients with top media influencers like Good Morning America, The New York Times, and Oprah. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com to schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All righty, we are back, and this is Ken D. Foster. I'm your host for the Voices of Courage show. I'd like to truly thank and really appreciate you letting your friends and your family know about our show. That is how we grow. That's how we've managed to be in 165 countries with a streaming audience somewhere around 800,000 people right now, because you let people know about the show. All the replays are available at voicesofcourage.us. And of course, if you just tell Siri, Cortana, or Alexa, play Voices of Courage, it will come right up. I'm hoping my Alexa in my office doesn't do it right now. Anyway, so I hope you'll let people know about our show. The show today is called The Courage to Unlock the Secrets to Vibrant Health. And I'm speaking right now to Catherine Kerrigan. She is the president of Unlimited Energy. I'm wondering if anybody that's a president of Unlimited Energy, you got to pay attention to, because isn't that what most of us want? I think it is. She's also a best-selling author of over 10 books, and she has extensive training in many areas that relate to health, vibrational energy, raising your energy, and living a great life. Catherine, you got the book out. We were just talking about Stuck Emotional. It's called Reading the Soul. And I want to talk to you a little bit about how do you read the soul if you're stuck in your emotions? I don't know if that's even possible.
That's a great question, because, you know, so many people want to listen to their soul. And my intuition is your soul communicating with you. However, in order to do that, you have to be in neutral. You have to show up and get out of the way. So if you're feeling fine, frustrated, insecure, neurotic, and emotional, you're not neutral. So you have to set your shadow self out of the way. You have to get your ego mind out of the way and really listen to what your soul is saying, right? And I appreciate what your message is, Ken Foster, about the voices of courage, because when we're stuck in fear, which a lot of people are stuck in right now because of all the huge changes in our society, you're either in fight, flight, or freeze. You're in the reptilian part of the brain. Now, when you're operating out of the back of the brain, the reptilian brain, you're just reacting on old programming. There's no conscious decision-making happening. That happens when you're operating out of the frontal lobes of your brain. So you have to slow down, you have to relax, you have to begin to feel safe in order to get out of the reptilian brain, access the frontal lobes of your brain where you can make these higher choices. But above all, you have to, if you're feeling highly emotional, you can't be neutral in order to listen to your soul.
Okay, that's the message. So we have a lot of people out there that are still wearing masks. You know, they're out there exercising, they're wearing masks, they're out there walking. You know, our California, we've got laws that say you got to wear masks in stores. But I see, when I look into people's eyes, a lot of fear around it. How do we get the people at least out of their fear, whether they're wearing a mask or not?
Well, I think that right now, with so much stress, it's really crucial that everyone has regular daily practices to connect to their soul, right? So this could be prayer, it could be meditation, it could be exercise, it could simply be unscheduled time where you allow yourself to process. One of the things that I'm pointing out to my clients all the time is a lot of depression is simply pressure. And we've had so many changes throughout our society over the past few months, economic changes, health changes, now raising our awareness about what's really going on with race relations in our country, that it's brought up a lot of unprocessed material for people. And I think people need to take more time just to process, to feel their feelings, to think their thoughts. And this allows you to create the space of compassion to process what you're really feeling.
Well, I really like that, because if you're going out and you are at a peaceful protest and you've got a bunch of buttons in there, a bunch of emotional work that hasn't been done, and now all of a sudden something, it triggers some of that emotion, you get angry, you get upset. Now you're running on that reptilian mind, and you're bound to make mistakes. You're bound to make poor choices. I think this happens a lot. And so, you know, it's great to go out and have a peaceful demonstration. But if you get caught up in the group think and it's pushing your buttons, it can be a dangerous place for you. Is that just me making that up? Or do you think there's some truth to that?
I agree. And in my 10th book, Reading the Soul, I have a chapter called, Are You Experiencing a Breakdown to Breakthrough? And many times in our life, we're going along, we think we're following the rules and doing all the right things. And then something happens, whether it's a health challenge or, you know, you lose your job or you have a change in your relationship status. And, you're faced with all this unprocessed material. I believe that we as a society are having a breakdown to break through. And what I mean by that is that everything that was no longer working is literally breaking down, right?
I agree with that. I do agree with that. And so it, and you know, in spite of what a lot of people think, or if you listen to the media, you know, you're just going to get so much negative coverage right now. But quite frankly, what's going to happen is if you've done this in your own life, you've done personal work, you've maybe you lost a relationship and it was a bad relationship to start with, which is what we have in a lot of areas in our country. So it's a bad relationship. And now all of a sudden you do the work and you realize this is the type of relationship I want to have from here on out. And you eventually go out and get that relationship, right? A lot of us have done that kind of work. So you can relate. It's happening on a nationwide basis. So the teardown is not something to fear. It's something to realize that we have to do the work so that we can take our lives and our country to the next level. I think that's what you're saying, Catherine. Kind of laying my own little twist on it, but go ahead.
And if you study the work of Ilya Prigogine, Nobel Prize winning research on chaos theory, in order to move to the next level, you have to go into chaos. So you have to sort through whether it's as an individual, this doesn't work for me anymore, you know, that works, this doesn't work, or as a collective society. So it can be very unsettling to move through these periods, especially when everything's changing all at one time. That's why you really want to give yourself time, space, quiet, peace to really listen to your soul about what's happening.
And you know, it takes courage to do that. It really does. You know, it's easy to get caught up in all the distractions of life and go, go, go. But, you know, Leonardo da Vinci said it, isolation is the price of greatness. You listen to our media and nobody wants to be isolated, but honestly, that's where it all happens. That's where we get still. Catherine, how do people get a hold of you? Where can they get your information?
Right. CatherineKerrigan.com. That's CatherineKerrigan.com. CatherineKerrigan.com. And while you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally.
I love that.
And my books are available on Amazon. So.
Okay. Well, listen, you got about 1 minute here, and I want to ask you a little deeper question. You know, what is your message right now to the world? What's your message? What do you want to tell people?
I think that you can find the peace within if you go in every day and ask yourself several simple questions. What does my soul know at this time? What does my soul feel? What is my soul leading me to? And the more that you listen to your soul and follow your soul guidance, the more you're going to find your way to all that supports you.
I love that. I love that. All right. Well, it's time to slow down, to succeed, tune in, to become the person that you want to become. Listen to your wisdom, listen to your inner truth. And as a result of that, greatness will come forth out of your life. I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guest, Catherine Kerrigan. Thank you for your brilliant insights, your brilliant mindsets about everything. I also want to thank my guest, Kristen Grace McGarry. Thank you for your insights and wisdom. For all of you, if you'd like to pre-order my book, you can get it at couragetochange.us. I didn't mention much about it today, but it is called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Unlock Your Inner Genius. And I hope all of you will unlock your inner genius, because you know what happens when you do? You get to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. So until next time, have a blessed couple days, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.